so next up. Over the course of another 2 hours, the rough mountainous scrubland gradually flattens and gives way to thicker copses of trees, sustained by a series of chilly, narrow streams. Alcamides Trail meanders northwestern.
Yeah. By the way, at this point, I'm keeping my trident and my armor on at this point.
Okay.
So he's turned slightly.
Yeah. At this point, he's just like... I'm in this kind of the same mind as your character. It's just like, this is better be fucking worth it, or else I'm shoving him off a cliff.
All right.
Like 80 miles
please
later.
Clear those minis off.
Yes. Do we have a little person with us called Tom Tom?
Tom Tom.
Make a left here.
Yes, our GPS.
Does it have any of the special voice mods?
Is that map on canvas?
Vinyl.
It's a printed...
I have a feeling you've used that before.
No, I had it printed specifically for this.
Wow. You go all the way.
Yeah, all of these maps were printed specifically for this.
Did you make that map? Like,
no, this is one of the Pathfinder flip mats. I extracted the image from the PDF and then took a
one
local
of your
print shop.
Honestly, that
really?
Over there, under the river.
Under the river, there's a barrel.
That probably looks like some of the places we walk through.
Yeah, it's just a forest.
Forest with a river.
Well, if under the river is one of your little barrels.
Where should I put Calcamities?
Yeah, Nifty, isn't it?
Barrel.
Under, pull the mat up.
How much
do
they cost them?
This doing it on vinyl cost 36.
Yeah.
That was a little more expensive. The printing quality is better than the vinyl maps I've had made by BannersOnTheCheap.com, which can be really freaking cheap, like $13 for something like this.
Okay,
but the printing quality is lower. So, no, you're going to be entering from over there.
Okay.
Further back, off the edge of the printed map, is where the party is currently located.
Put me away from everything.
Barrels. Where's the bearer? Ask me the bear. Get out.
The bears.
The bears.
Let me move this a little bit.
Push those books further back. You should be off the edge of the printed mat.
Okay. Just to confirm, essentially, the three of us are kind of in a line formation with, me, you, and
Chris walking out. Kennedy is on a leash.
Yeah.
And I'm off to the side.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
and
you.
The other side.
Oh. The. And where's the York of Meaning?
Lemony is the elf with the sword.
This one?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, okay. So, like, kind of off to here?
Yeah.
You probably.
Yeah.
Probably about here.
On it, because it's one of those things, especially with you going clank, 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 it's like, if something chomps on you, then I know it's there.
Okay.
You don't have to be the fastest, you just have to be faster than your slowest friend.
Oh, we've got brats on the grill. That's good, because I'm getting hungry. Perception checks all around.
18.
17.
17.
28.
This is perception, Chris.
Myself, 13. The hawk, much better.
The hawk.
It is dark.
The light vision, same thing as me.
I suppose there's a moon out.
23.
Okay.
What's the weather like? Light breeze coming from the west.
Stars are visible, so it is clear out. A little on the chilly side.
Besides, Kakamis says lit up. He's shining light like a torch.
Who is?
Our man here, Kakamis, or whatever.
Well, that's true.
You did give him a beacon for things to eat him.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
How badly surrounded by bugs is he?
So. Those who got an 18 or higher realize that there seem to be some people hiding in the trees up front.
Blissfully unaware.
See?
They're a little harder. They're a little hard to see. I'm not going to put them right down a map, but they're arranged along the edges of that corridor. Once you get a little closer, they will go on the map.
At this point, as soon as I see them, because I did get an 18, I motion for him to stop. Tie him to a tree or something.
I find, this is weird, but yes, okay. A stout tree to tie him to.
All right.
Tree to tie him.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they kind of like along here in the path, both sides?
Off the path in the trees.
In the trees.
The vegetation along.
It's like I kind of at this point cover up the light on his head. I basically turned the hat inside out.
I think we should probably get into initiative order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps
yeah.
So.
Okay. So we just finished tying him off the tree and damn it. Okay. I rolled like crap.
I rolled good.
I'm thinking
time.
You take one side. I take one side. Sneak around.
Jeez.
Six.
See, three.
I didn't roll very well. So.
18.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Go around in order.
Okay.
So.
Six.
You're Galanon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next up is Orther.
20.
20. Okay. And then Montgomery.
3. I rolled a 2.
You need to roll off with the bad guys.
12.
Okay, you're going first. Kib.
Kib.
You said 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Calcamedes is going at 16. Bar.
17.
Okay. First up is Orther.
Alright. Tie off Calcimus and from my handy haversack pull out an elven branch spear.
Okay.
Stick up defensive position.
Standard position, standard action to tie him up and move action to get up thing.
Yep.
Sweet.
What's it?
An elven branch
spear.
It's a very nice spear. I was very tempted to get that, but sadly I'm strength based.
Apparently he's Mary Poppins. He just pulled his spear out of his bag.
Is that a carpet bag?
Chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo.
Who's Mary Poppins?
Okay.
I'd smack you.
Kobolds cannot read.
That's you, Andrew.
Oh, me. Nice. Okay.
How smart is your
kobold? Well. I
pretty
didn't
smart,
actually,
but not
see
very,
them, so
but not very educated on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
human
yeah, but I
culture.
Didn't see them, so I'm not sure where they are. So I'm gonna move forward 20 feet, kind of just.
Go ahead and move yourself.
Yeah,
just which one
move
are you?
Me up the path, like
which
20
one?
Feet.
This one? Oh no,
you got the axe.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. So essentially, you're like right here.
I'm on the path now.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not close enough to see any of them yet, probably.
Is there? This will do.
Yes. Good. Write that corner down. Alright, so make another perception check.
Okay. Cause I gotta be able to see him. Oh yeah, that's not gonna work. So 12?
No. you may think that your colleagues are crazy.
Well, I guess I'll double move. Just,
okay.
I'll move again, so another 20 feet,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll try looking
one,
again maybe.
2, 3, 4.
Okay. More perception?
I can try looking again. No.
Okay. Sitting there scratching your head. It's Calcamedes. He is going to try and escape his bonds.
It would be against a rope CMB.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, that's just a static number.
Yep.
Well, he rolled pretty high.
I think it's whoever tied the rope.
Yep.
Plus 20. No, it's their CMB modifier plus 20 for a rope, I believe.
That
what is your CMB?
It's CMB of 3.
Hmm.
So
and it is a silk rope, which if I'm right, is a strength 24 to break.
Right.
Yeah, but he might like try to get out of it.
He is trying to get out, and he has succeeded.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, come on.
And he's moving 20 feet forward. Thank you. He rolled a 17, and he's got a plus 6, so...
Mm-hmm.
23 is more than 23. No, wait. It's equal to 23, so it still works.
Pray out loud.
Excellent. And now it's Kib.
Let's talk where he dies.
All right.
Well, I'm ahead
well
of
first,
him,
you stop.
GG,
stealth.
GG.
Stealthing.
Yes.
All right. 18 plus 21. 39.
Four.
Yeah, I'm pretty well hidden.
15, so.
This is why I wish I hadn't put trip.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I'm out.
5,
reach.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Sorry. Go ahead. All right. And does this count as the trees count as difficult terrain?
The trees do. The path does not.
All right.
You can't skirt the edge.
All right. Well, I'm gonna skirt the edge.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. What's this? 10, 15. Now, and 20. At this point, do I need a spot check to see anybody or?
Yes. Do another perception check.
All right. Yeah, 12, I'm not seeing him.
Yep.
Alright, I already did 30. Now, does climbing up a tree give any bonus to perception checks?
Not really. You would get a +1 on attack rolls for having higher ground.
And you would probably have cover.
Alright.
Yeah.
So I'm climbing a tree.
Yeah. You
so
what, a climb speed of 15, is it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, you can get up the tree.
That is so fucking awesome.
Sorry. Good, which is you're out of the way of me.
Alright, yep. Battlefield positioning is a thing. Galanon.
Well, probably not. I'm going to stealth up the other side.
So.
Double move me off the skirt in the edge.
So you're like kind of like right here
okay.
by the end of it.
Yeah.
You're behind a log.
17 plus 16, 33 stealth.
Uh huh. Perception?
14.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see him yet.
We're stealthy.
Montgomery.
No idea what the fuck's
going on.
Use a good
perception.
He looks to the left, looks to the left and right, sees his friends like kind of slinking forward, the dwarf cautiously going forward.
I don't think your perception's high enough to actually see us.
I know, but I saw you guys disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, fuck it. I run action.
Whoa! Okay.
I do a full run action, losing all of my dex.
Oh my god!
So his all of your dex is zero.
I have a dex of one, so I only go down by one.
Mm-hmm.
I still have 21 AC. All right.
So his new code name is Target.
Exactly. Oh, also as a swift action, I charge an arcane strike.
Also, can you put my guy with the sword out there? Nothing to do with the arrow.
Ooh, I am. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I let out a war cry and just charge forward.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, I just ended up next to him.
7. And I need another mini.
What do you need?
Here, uh-huh. This'll do. I don't know what it is, but it'll do. Yeah, it's a dude. Alright. So we have bandits on the map, and it is now their turn. Hi! And a big guy in heavy armor
with a trident.
With a trident has just come running through the night.
Running and yelling.
Screaming his head off.
Yes.
Like a fool. And so he's
an attraction.
Those two there.
Uh-huh.
Thank God they have nimble moves feet. Take a 5-foot step back.
Boop. Like, what the hell just happened here?
This one, 5-foot step like that. The others are fine. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 attacks on you.
Come at me, bro.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so dead.
What is your AC?
21.
Okay. And
this is how we lose the mage.
In massive sarcasm quotes.
Yeah, I can actually see those. I'm in the air.
Sir, we're being attacked by a mage. And he's tearing us to pieces with his bare hands.
Alright, so these are all at +4.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He has a claw attack, sir.
8.
8 separate attacks. You have the highest HP in the party and you're about to be taken down.
You said 21 was your AC?
Yes.
So,
is it 21 all around?
I'm going to hit him on a 17 plus.
17.
So,
no.
2
yep.
hits.
17.
Wow, not that bad.
I have no dex.
2 hits. And it's going to be 2d10 Max on one, Min on the other.
So average.
So 11 damage.
That's not bad. That's exactly as I expected.
Okay. So all eight of the bandits have gone.
Ding 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 ding.
Round two, top of initiative with Arthur, who is currently outside working on the brats.
Well, found them, guys. And by the way, ow!
You can't. He's.
Hey, I am doing exactly what my job is.
It just really hurts your head that the guy who went into the warlock specialization is wearing heavy armor, not casting spells and charging into combat.
Yes, yes it does.
Since that's
the hand of the Reaper sitting here in the shadows going,
that's not what the warlock
does. Meanwhile, in the back, like, yeah, basically, it's like you're going to back out somewhere in a different plane. Gorm is like, yes.
Interaction.
5, 10, 15,
by the way, this guy worshipped Gorm.
20, 30.
Age of boy.
Shoot, I can't do that.
Yes.
Why can't you not?
Armor is restricting me.
Uh-huh.
My tribe worshipped a dire rat once, and then it died.
Clearly you were wrong.
So you were a part of the Church of Stuffles?
So wait.
All right.
So all of these guys are archers, right?
They all have crossbows.
That doesn't mean they're archers. They are all gonna shoot you though.
Good.
Can't get away with a spell or anything.
Actually, how far is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Perfect.
So he's 35 feet away from you. What are you gonna do with him?
Charge.
What else would he do?
Natural.
It's your turn, Chris.
Your character is very good.
It doesn't look like I have anything I can do this time.
Listen.
Stand when
Mike
by.
Did you lemonade?
I just saw something.
Make lemonades.
Activate a swift action to increase my speed by 15 feet.
Mm-hmm. When life gives you lemons,
okay.
Grab a tequila.
Then I should move forward and give him protection against evil.
Oh, and calamities?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
And okay.
Yep, and I still got my spear.
Cool.
And for this one round, my low light vision is now tripled.
Sweet. All right, bar.
Okay, now I can see people.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are
and there's someone, like, right next to me.
Kind of warm.
So I'm just gonna...
Right there?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go right at him.
Okay,
and
you're gonna introduce
gonna go
someone to your axe.
And, yeah.
Probably. Plus two to this.
What?
Plus two.
Yeah, so it'd be 17 to hit.
On a 4? That's really good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that hits. Low
damage.
Especially
playing space here, though.
12 damage.
My character doesn't
now,
care if he lives or dies. In fact, he's trying to figure out what how
kind of roll low on
my
damage
check,
too.
Over a cliff. It's like, you're kind
of this advantage being the only... Okay, I'm the only good character here. Oh,
yes.
God.
You're what?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. The only one?
My alter ego is good.
You are not your alter ego.
Agreed.
Apparently, though, right.
the line between the two of you is blurred.
11
damage, 12 damage? 11. 12, 11, okay.
Or 12 damage, sorry.
Yes,
12. Damage.
All right. Okay, so, was that a charge or just a regular move?
Just regular old
move
and hit.
Okay, it's Calcamedes.
Move forward another 20?
Yes, he's going to try and move forward. He provokes an attack of opportunity should Orthor like to do anything with it.
Grapple.
Yep. I think you have to trip on the...
He's provoking
no,
Neo
don't.
From who?
Him.
From me.
Oh, from him?
If.
You do have grace and reach on that, so...
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to attempt a non-lethal on him.
So at a minus 4.
Bonk him over the head.
Yeah, pretty much.
Honestly, I'm half inclined to say that's a good idea.
If we knock him unconscious, though, we can't tell where he's going.
I can
heal
him back up.
That's only a... I guess that's a 13 to hit.
Well, you bonk him on the head. It doesn't seem to accomplish much. He keeps going. So that was 5. Should get 20 feet total.
So another square? Because he was right there. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Kib.
All right. Now, let's see. I think I'm going to go after that one.
They have partial cover, 20% mischance.
All right.
I sense a one attack.
Alright.
I sense some six.
See, and...
You're attacking at plus 9 if you're using your crossbow.
Yes, but I also have the... Are they denied their dex mod since they don't see me?
They are unaware of your presence, so it counts for hidden strike if you hit.
Well, I'm talking about surprise strike, which is a one plus one to attack. Hidden strike I already used, because...
That works every time.
Oh, that hidden strike works every time? I thought it was like a daily.
Nope.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
It's as long as they don't know that you were there. That's or why you disappear flanking. Back into the... Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work with flanking.
Really?
It doesn't work like sneak attack. Or is it goes to D... It becomes D4.
It becomes D4s. So it works like sneak attack, except that if you're only getting it because of flanking or they're denied their dex bonus, then it drops D4 damage.
I understand.
So you're slightly suckier rogue.
But you still have the rogue.
All right. Well, so then in that case, just roll it. Well, rolling with a 9, but you also said I get a plus 1 to attack from being in the trees. So
plus 10, yes.
Plus 10. All right, 21.
Hits. And
roll percentage.
I'm just, if it comes up, if this D10 comes up 1 or 2, then you have missed.
All right.
You have not missed. Roll damage.
All right. So 3 D6s and a D8. 10, 12.
12 damage. Okay.
And then I hide again.
Mm-hmm. Make your stealth check.
And probably not going to make it, because that would be 25 minus 10, minus 10, 15.
Okay. All right. God, their perception is minus 1.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's a good thing Calcamedes had that bright hat, otherwise they wouldn't have seen you coming.
Yes. Giving him the beacon was probably not... Why do you think I'm just sticking to the shadows? Because you gave him a target on his head.
All right. Galadon, it's you.
All right. I'm going to run forward, attack him, and then dip into the trees.
All right. Keep in mind, the trees are...
I'm going through, hitting him, and then running back into the trees.
So, like, right here, then?
No, it's... Shoop!
Is it difficult terrain or just unpassable?
It is difficult terrain.
Yeah.
So...
I can attack him and then go... You know, I run up the path, attack him, and then come back into the trees and hide. I'm being gorilla.
Hold on, I'm just thinking through this. Is this your...
My
close and personal thing?
Yeah.
Don't you have to go through them in order to...
I just have to go through their space. So it doesn't say I can't... It doesn't say I have to go straight.
Okay.
But you do need to first make the acrobatics check to tumble into them.
Yeah.
Right. So make your acrobatics check.
Plus 16. Nat 20.
Okay, you're good. and you're only going to get, I think, 2 squares away from him at the end due to the difficult terrain. But make your attack roll.
With my 3d6 afterwards, if I hit him. 15 plus 7, 22.
Yep, that hits. Roll damage.
D10 plus 3d6.
That's the one that Andrew attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 9, 10, 15, 21 points of damage.
Ah!
Okay, and I stealth again.
Yeah, make another check. 28. Okay, minus 5.
5, so
23.
As in impossible for them to see you.
Yes.
Okay.
You feel like charging into the middle of them now again?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I want to see everybody make a nat 20, and we just see your entire head become a porcupine.
I have a helmet on. It's a skull helmet.
Yes, but we just see all the arrows are in every nook and cranny.
So is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, in that case.
Sure is.
I look at the guy that, see a guy get eviscerated. I look at the guy that got an arrow to his head. It's like, you have a good day now. I have something to talk.
Ready.
At which point, swift action, arcane strike, I charge this.
Okay, I'm kind of keep them warm in there.
Okay.
So, plus 2 to this. 12, plus,
on,
so 22 to hit.
Hits.
And also I'm declaring a power attack.
That's just
already
covered in there.
So,
yeah.
So, okay, so hits, so D8. Oh, 8 damage, I love that. 20 damage.
Ah!
And I shall use... Standby. My Bond of Blood to gain temporary hit points. I gain 4 temporary hit points.
Sweet.
As his blood just covers her.
Weirdest mage I've ever seen.
Oh, you know you love it.
All right.
I haven't seen anything that's specifically mage like, other than the weapon out of Blathric, the tattoo.
Yeah, or the Blathric Blatherskite is.
Otherwise, I have not seen a mage yet.
Right.
I'm a warlock. I'm not a mage.
It is their turn. And let's see here. Things have been a little one-sided so far.
I think I'm just going to ping-pong around now. Just boink, boink, boink.
You!
Yes!
Make a reflex save!
I would love to. 11 plus 5. So, 16.
Alright, the Tanglefoot bag does not glue you to the forest floor. Make another reflex save.
Not that good this time. 8.
The second one does. Okay, so those two opposite you, him and her, oh no, those are both hims. Okay, anyway, they both threw Tanglefoot bags at you. That one spends a full round action to reload its crossbow, and so do those two. So that's all. Oh, that one over there.
My friend.
That one over there has just seen his comrade die in horrible agony, and is going to take a 5-foot step this way, using nimble moves, and he's dropped his crossbow and he's pulled out a sickle, I think.
What's going on with the Nidoi talking sword of talking this?
He seems to be keeping quiet. Oh no, he's got a light mace. And he's got a ready in action to smack anything that gets near him. So that's them. It's Arthur. Arthur.
Move forward 20 feet and ready action. As Kankeus moves, I move ahead of him.
Okay.
Just keep ahead of him.
All right.
Yep.
All right, okay, so that's you.
Congratulations, you're the cowgirl.
This is round 3, by the way. Bar.
Yep. Well, I'm going to have to move now to hit, so let's see. Where can I go?
You can move forward to hit the guy with the sword.
Oh, yeah,
in front of
I'll
us.
Move forward to hit that guy.
Yeah.
Is this where he actually going?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
All right, so what is your AC?
17.
Hey, well, he rolled that much. So I'm going to take 5 damage. Smacks you in the face with a masterwork light mace. Kapow!
Bonk. El Kabal.
And then you get your attack on him.
19 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
Or 14 damage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 14 damage. All right. Next up is Calcamedes, and he is going to move 20 feet forward.
And
that triggers your action, and you get to move 20 feet with him. So
forward,
20 feet diagonally. Would you?
So yep. These two together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
the
here,
world's strangest looking train.
Here. And here?
Hey, I still got the reach spear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get back.
Not so good for arrows.
Yes.
So,
learn to
entangled, I can still move just at half speed.
Can you get an arrow-catching spear?
It is Galanon's turn. No, sorry, it's Kib's turn. We just skipped Kib. It is Kib's turn.
No,
you can look
Kib's
up Tanglefoot bag and see what your options are.
It is Kib's turn next.
All right.
Breaking it slash
All right, well, I'm going after that guy again.
Okay, same one you hit before?
Yep.
So I'm glued to the floor.
Yep.
Yes.
Definitely hit.
You can try and break free with a strength check, I think.
Yes.
And I actually have pretty decent strength, so
right.
I could do it. But instead, I have another option.
Yep.
Okay.
27 definitely hits, so I'm rolling
damage.
Wait,
is it strength deck a move or standard action? Because it does best
strength
try.
Standard action.
What is... Oh, probably that's
useful,
a one.
Though.
Yeah.
Once you're
three,
stuck, you gotta get yourself to be useful.
4, 7.
No, my arms are great.
Ouch! Ow, 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 ow!
How much did you do?
Feet.
What?
How much did you do?
7.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then I do... And then I take my move action... Well, I already did my move action before that to reload the bold.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
then I hide again.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Now it's gone.
Okay, now it's Galanon. Yeah. Now we do need to take into account the difficult terrain because that governs
That's
how
far. That's why I only moved like 20.
You were.
I was
here?
Like over there, so I moved like.
So that would be 10 feet of motion. This is another 5.
Yeah, that's why I'm running past him and then getting to that tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So 10, 20, 25, 30.
I want to get into that tree and hide.
Okay.
So I think I could make it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, I figured I wasn't going a very long distance.
Yeah, yeah. Difficult terrain is a pain.
Yes, it is. But this ability, my guerrilla tactic ability, I'm finding most amusing.
Mm-hmm.
19 on my acrobatics check this time, though.
Oh, you're going through him.
Yeah, to attack him. So yeah. I only got 19 on my acrobatics check.
Well, let's see here. The DC isn't it like a 10 plus their CMB?
Yep. Yeah, CMB plus 10.
CMB plus 10. Okay, so you needed a 15.
Okay, I got 19.
CMB or CMD?
Actually, no. It's strength, bab, and dex.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Let me look this up. Sorry. Acrobatics.
It's CMB. It's 10 plus CMB.
Okay, all right. And in that case, you're fine.
Yeah.
Make your attack.
Seven plus. Eh, only 14.
Hits.
Oh, well.
Wow.
He's going to hurt a lot.
Think he can drop him?
Meanwhile, I'm distracting four of them. It's like, oh crap, 20. He's coming at us! Meanwhile, they're just slaughtering them.
How much?
Tip him over.
Tip him over and pour him out.
Okay.
And I hide again.
Let's see, is it 1, 2?
How I imagine.
Four, five,
how I imagine if people just.
29 minus 5, so 24 to hide.
Uh huh.
The first stealth.
Right,
now it's,
so if they're rolling that 20, they can't see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
Come down with my scythe and attempt to break it.
Okay, try and carve.
So I need to do 15
feet.
Damage, and I will power attack and arcane strike this.
Okay.
So I just automatically roll damage, then add it all together.
Yes.
I need 15 damage, and I.
He's trying to attack the tangle. First.
Yes.
Yep.
So. Ah, damn it.
What are the odds that his weapon?
Wait, no,
stuck?
I got it. So it's 7 plus 3 from power attack 2, so that's
stuck.
12. 2 from my attack and 1 from yes. So I get exactly 15. So I'm free.
Yay!
And now I can move at half speed because it's still difficult terrain around me.
The path is clear. The tree areas are all difficult terrain.
That said, I have a beef with this guy. So
okay.
I walk over to him and be like, oh, you don't even know how bad I'm at. I'm mad at your friends right now. I'm about to take it out on you.
I'm
but
very sorry, sir.
Yeah, I would suggest you start running.
And he's just seeing these other guys, you know.
By the way, I think you lost a few friends back there.
I know. It's Montgomery.
That wasn't
Montgomery. No, it's Baddies. Okay. Withdraw action.
Exit. Stage 5, left.
10, 15, 20, uh-huh. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60. So he's over there.
Smart man.
He ran like hell.
Mm-hmm. Those two have reloaded their crossbows, so they're going to try and shoot you.
How dare they?
Well, one of them hits you. 9 damage.
Oh my god, burned through my hit points again. Oh well.
Uh-huh. And over there, god, what did he do? Oh, okay. So that one rummages around in his belt pouch, and then that one, I believe that one had actually that threw a 10-foot bag. Ah. He is in bad place. Unhappy. Much unhappiness. those two have gone, so it's just that one dude left. He is going to take a 5-foot step into the trees and attempt a stealth check. He's got a plus 8, so he's at 20.
23 for my perception.
Alright, so you know he went off in the trees in that direction.
You guys, hey, I know I can't really see you guys right now, but one went that way. I'm going to take care of those two.
Uh-huh.
I know you're out there. He went that way. And yeah, I turned to those two. I'm slightly peeved.
Their friends are like, you don't see what's going on, but our friends just keep dying.
Essentially, they get they get pulled in, pulled into the trees and just gored.
What is he doing?
He has just pulled some kind of potion out of his belt pouch.
Uh-huh. 5 foot. Step and give him a stab.
I think he's 5 feet away from you still.
Reach.
Reach.
Oh, you got reach.
He has that nice spear.
Are you attacking him or the potion?
Not the potion.
I'll just attack him.
Okay.
Brim that. Maybe I won't.
What's the total?
I hit with a 14.
You also sneak attack.
That doesn't mean... Oh.
12.
12 misses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, he gets to live another round.
Another round.
He's at 0 hit points. Hold on, potion of cure light.
He desperately wants to take this potion.
Uh-huh.
That would be the cruelest his life is flying. He's knocking it out of his hands. He's just like, no.
You know what would be terrible? If I just pull out a dagger and just throw it at him.
Okay. Alright, so that was Arthur Barr.
Which guy was trying to do that?
Him.
The one in front of, yeah.
The one that's 20 feet away from me?
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go over and
don't have a Tim
shop.
No. Wait, so are you going to... No.
You can go just steal his potion and drink
it.
Yeah, that would be like a charge.
Yeah, I can charge that guy.
Yeah, that's in charge range.
Nope, you can't. Because you can't charge through different
range.
Okay.
I am sorry. Do you have like a throwing knife or something? Or do you have a dagger?
No.
Just chuck it at him.
No, I could throw my great axe at him, but that wouldn't work very well.
Go ahead, try it. It'd be awesome. Of course, you do realize that your ally is directly between the two of you.
Yeah,
and the penalties would be a little bit...
Yeah, left to the right. Mm-hmm. Chris's character sitting here going...
What kind of penalty would I be throwing
minus
at?
Minus 4.
Yeah.
Minus 4.
Yeah, minus 4, then you have a 50%... cover because of Chris standing in front of him, so you have a 50% chance of...
No, the minus 4 is accounted by the in combat.
I think I'm just going to sit here because I can't do anything. I can't get to anyone.
You could move into position for next round.
Yeah, I'll move towards him, I guess.
So, like right about...
Oh, what the heck? Double
somebody
move.
Somebody can cover come chaos!
Calcamedes.
Whatever his face!
Okay, double move up there.
I think the bandits have other concerns,
somebody
like
can,
me.
Well, somebody can take care of Mr. Sandman over here!
Okay.
I'll get him once he gets
close.
Speaking
of Calcamedes, it is his turn. He moves 20 feet that way.
I figured as much.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
That's cute.
Interesting.
Let me quickly just nudge them over so they're in actual squares.
Right. Okay. It is now Kib.
Alright.
Show us the way, Kib.
Come on, take him down.
Dude, so he just kind of up the tree and starts sniping people.
Was there any penalties because there are a million people standing around him?
Do you have precise shot?
I do not.
Well, then yes.
Minus four.
Also, he still has that 20% miss chance because he's in heavy cover. We forgot that last time, I think.
Yeah, we did. All right. 10 plus... Okay,
yeah,
19.
That's going to hit. Miss chance. Oh, you miss. Swish.
This guy is just...
This guy's sitting here going.
Okay. So you can hide again if you'd like.
Yep, I'll hide.
He's sitting here in his mind writing a letter to his wife and children.
Yep, I hide.
I regret my lifestyle choices at this time.
Galanon.
I run.
Desna is looking on him really well.
Him.
Right?
I run across the path, hit him, and disappear into the trees.
Yeah, I think you got enough motion to do that considering most of the way
is. Yeah, it is plain.
Yeah, so.
Acrobatics check.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I smack him.
Mm-hmm.
Natural.
Roll for critical confirmation.
Oh my gosh.
Oh dear god.
Oh, that poor sap.
And it's times 3.
What weapon are you using, by the way?
Elven curved blade.
So essentially just a burnt, like a ball of death just swoos underneath him and just slices him in half. Just
20 burnt. To confirm.
Yes.
Times 3.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that's
times
2. No, it's a times 2.
No, it's times 3.
An elven curve plate is a times 2, but
I thought it was times 3.
No.
No, times 2.
Either way.
You crit on an 18 to 20.
Yeah.
If you get that keen,
yeah,
it's the best two-handed weapon. Just
8 plus 3, so 11. Only 22 points of damage.
That would have killed him in one shot if he hadn't been at 0 hit points before he started.
So what, does he just go, just slice in half? Just...
And I grab his potion of cured light as I go running by.
Oh, make a reflex save for that.
13 plus reflex of...
A lot.
3, so 16.
Okay. I was thinking 15, so you're good.
Throw it in my bandolier.
Sweet. All right. Montgomery.
Yep, you have to admit,
swift action, arcane strike, I'm declaring
a
power attack, and I'm charging.
Charge!
I'm like a pinball machine right now. Ding, 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 ding.
No, I think I'm more like a pinball machine.
Okay. That is true. But I'm charging.
As you come charging through the night, this female bandit here turns to the one next to her and says, I'm really sorry I turned you down that time.
I have a total of 18 to hit.
Yes.
Okay. 3.
So I'm looking at 15 damage.
Well, she's still alive.
Yeah.
In a great deal of pain, but alive.
Again, I said, like, oh goody, I'm glad that you guys didn't run like your friends.
Well,
now, although I'm leaving the option open to you.
It's their turn now.
It's their turn now, and they are going to run like hell. one over there vanishes into that cavern, running at top speed.
So, boop!
Yes. And then those guys are all dead, and that leaves just these two. Full speed run! It's like
just
over there.
Like
wait, if that's a full run, I'm taking an AO.
Yeah, go ahead.
They lose all dex. Oop, 16 plus a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
she tries to run, and then you stick her in the back.
Yeah.
And
I do 12 damage, so she might.
Sorry!
So he's not going to run. He's going to. He's not going to run. He's going to.
He's going to avenge the love of his life.
Yeah. Not with a 4 on the die.
He just lunges at me with daggers, like, dink!
It was a light mace.
Dunk!
I think he hit you and it sort of bounced. Bang! Sort of a bong as it hits your armor.
Okay. I almost feel sorry for you. I don't, though.
Arthur.
I think my character would be hitting on the Lashia rogue that's 15, on your Pathfinder.
20. Ready action, move with him.
Hey, she follows Galistria.
And
the one with the knives.
Hawk
everywhere.
Orbiting overhead.
Yeah?
What, who?
Yeah.
Hawk moving overhead, looking for stuff.
Okay, yes.
In case something happens in the next round.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one got away into the cave. She's, well...
dead.
I think she's technically bleeding out. But anyway. And then...
There's just this circle of death around the edges.
And the thing is, they never saw what was attacking them.
No. Mostly. Yeah, mostly.
Honestly,
suddenly came up and hit them really hard.
The thing is, I think this character is basically Zygon.
So everyone's gone
now? I'm playing him like Zygon, essentially.
Yeah. Everyone's gone?
You're being Zygon.
It's your turn.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone has run off except for who?
The one with two swords. He's not going to last long, I'll tell you that.
Everybody else is either dead or dying.
You are neither dead nor dying.
I'll just let him deal with that, so...
Okay, moving on. Calcamedes, 20 feet. Motion moves with... and it's Kib.
Yeah, I'm just gonna climb down the tree.
Okay. Galanon. I don't think you can get there.
I'm
where you
just
are.
Following Calcamedes now in
okay.
the tree line. Going at this point, we've
mm-hmm.
taken care of business.
Montgomery!
Okay.
Actually, no, I go around and I start searching the guys for any more cure light wounds or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll loot in a second.
Yeah. 15 plus a lot, so 15 plus 10 and I am power attacking.
Yeah.
So, 15 plus 8 in this case, I'm not charging. So, yeah. 8, so 20 damage.
He is at negative 1. It had 19, negative 2. They had 19 hit points. So these two are unconscious and bleeding out, and the others are all a pretty...
I do two heal checks. I heal. 17 for that one.
Uh-huh, stable one, Lori.
And 12, so plus 4, 16, so both of them are stable.
Both of them are stable. All right, we got two stable bandits, and one got away into the cavern.
Like, Garrett, you hear from the darkness, you're very confusing. You just killed them, and now you healed them.
I wanted to keep them alive, not to mention they fought well enough, even though they were cowards.
Hmm.
I don't think you understand this whole pointy end into other man.
Besides, we need to keep them alive just to see what they're wanting. But like I said, they...
I think...
Alright, so that encounter has concluded.
And
I think at this point we should go have brats since they have just come in and pause the recording, please.
Sure.
Okay.